Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Discerning Daughters podcast, where sisters in Christ discuss the Word of God together and how its principles apply to our lives today. I'm Rachel, and I'm so excited to learn together. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Discerning Daughters. Thanks so much for tuning in. This week's episode is part of our series, Sisters Inspiring Sisters, and in this episode, Helen Roberts and I chat about what it means to find home, belonging, and show hospitality. Specifically, Helen shares her story of moving overseas from the UK to New Jersey. She shares practical ways to make people like her feel more at home, and also ways for people who, like Helen, have moved to feel more home at other places. Again, this is Helen Roberts on Home, Hospitality, and Belonging. I hope you enjoy it and find some good practical ways to feel more connected spiritually to those in your ecclesia and those around you. God bless. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Rachel.
Thanks so much for coming on the podcast tonight.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I mean, you came on my podcast, or not just my podcast. You came on A Little Faith, which is an association with the Williamsburg Christadelphian Foundation. And it's kind of a pleasure to return the favor and chat to you.
Oh, good. I'm so excited to hear your thoughts. So, Helen, before we get into tonight's episode, would you mind telling listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm Helen Roberts. I'm from England originally. I moved to New Jersey 3 years ago with my husband, Johnny, and my two children, Henry and Bella, who are now 7 and 4. And I used to be an English teacher. I've also worked in marketing, and for now I do some teaching and I do some podcasting as well.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that you were from England, even though I'm sure listeners could tell by your beautiful accent. So one of what we had discussed a little bit before I came on your podcast, I think when we were just chatting, was the difficulties that can arise when you're moving to a new place, and how, especially for Christadelphians, it seems to be a little bit more commonplace to be transplants around the world, depending on who you're dating, or just being involved in a new ecclesia from moving. So how would you tell us a little bit about your move from England and what brought you here to the States and what that was like for you?
Sure. So my husband, Johnny, he was offered a job transfer from London to New York, and this happened when I'd only just had Bella, so she was a tiny baby, a couple of weeks old, and he came home from work and told me about this opportunity and said that I had 2 weeks to kind of think about it before he had to go back to his boss to see whether he was going to progress with the whole conversation about moving. And it actually only took me a couple of days to think about it and pray about it, and thought, well, let's just go for it. It's a great opportunity to go to a different country, and our children are really young, and we'll just give it a go. My husband's from New Zealand. It kind of always been the plan when we got married that at some point we'd live in New Zealand. I think it's always when you marry someone from another country or you're dating someone from another country, there's always going to be a conversation or many about where you're going to live and how that works out. And I committed that I would one day move to New Zealand, and I visited once and I really liked it, so I wasn't against the idea at all. So we thought, well, we'll just come to the US and see what happens. And it was all going well for a while, and everything was lined up, and we sold our house and the shipping company came and packed all our stuff up. And then we found out that our visa had been delayed. And in the end, it was delayed by 5 months. And we moved around London 7 times in those 5 months with our suitcases and a pack and play and a
trip. And two little kids, wow.
And two little kids and with very few toys as well. And eventually we, in August 2017, we flew out and we came to New Jersey. And we've kind of moved around a little bit, trying to settle in. So I guess now it's living in this house. It's my 11th move. Well, once I moved in last year, it was my 11th move in 2 years. So that was a bit wild, but very happy now to be to be settled. And I think, yeah, it was a bit of a journey. But yeah, feeling a lot more settled now.
Oh, wow. So before coming here to New Jersey, did you know anybody here?
I had met Chris and Jen Wubbles a couple of times. We actually came to Manhattan for a vacation in 2011 and Hurricane Irene came along. So we had to evacuate and we came to New Jersey and we stayed with Chris and Jen. And that was my first introduction to New Jersey. But of course, back then I had no idea that I would one day live here.
Wow.
Someone introduced me to Sarah Robinson via like email. And through those 5 months, our visa was delayed. I emailed Sarah back and forth, asking her a ton of mum questions. Mm-hmm. and even questions about grocery stores and all sorts of things that you kind of want to know about a new place and like how you're going to settle, how you're going to survive. And that really helped. But no, Johnny knew a few more people. He'd been to Manitoulin a couple of times. Yeah, he knew a few more people over here. But no, we didn't know many people, but we knew that there were Christadelphians here, you know, quite a few Cliches really in New Jersey and generally in the Northeast. And we thought, that didn't worry us, not knowing so many people. We were confident that we would find friends and settle down.
Oh, awesome. So what were some things that now that you're settled here after your 11th move in the past 2 years, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Now that you're settled, you own a house now in North Jersey. What were some things that you have found in this time to be helpful to make it more like home for you guys to get settled in like you are?
I think it really helped that that everyone was so welcoming to us when we first arrived, especially the Ecclesia, especially some of the young families. And I think our first Sunday, two young families had like filled a hamper, like they'd filled like a laundry basket full of treats and kind of organic cleaning products and like things for the kids. And that was just really lovely that they had thought of us. And people just wanting to chat to us, inviting us to their homes, just encouraging us to like socialize with other people who had children our age. And I think it was kind of the end of the summer once we arrived. So going into the fall, like, as it hits the holiday season, people were really, really welcoming, inviting us for Thanksgiving, inviting us for Christmas, inviting us for Super Bowl and stuff like that. And really also wanting to get to know us, to find out what we could offer to the Ecclesia as well, like what kind of roles and responsibilities and like projects we had like done together at our previous Ecclesia and what we could bring to our new Ecclesia as well. And I think that really helped as well, like getting involved, even though it is really scary and daunting moving to a brand new place, wherever that is. The sooner you get involved somehow, the easier it is.
So you kind of took, as much as other people were thankfully very welcoming to you and your experience, you also took some initiative on yourself to get to know people and get involved.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quite a sociable person. Mm-hmm. And so I was keen to make friends and get to know people. I was really scared of driving on the other side of the road.
yeah.
Getting practice to do that, so it took me a couple of months before I started driving, so that limited me somewhat as well, being able to get to see other people. So I did invite people around our apartment for lunch or coffee and things like that, as well as dinner, and that also really helped. I was at home on my own with my daughter. My son was at preschool, especially for those first few months, and it did feel lonely at first. I had to really like work hard to fill the time, so like for the day to pass. Well, my husband was at work and my son was at preschool, and yeah, being able to invite people into my home like really, really helped me get to know people. You know, my daughter could nap and things like that. And even though I didn't know the area and I didn't know people very well, like having in my home base and just being able to provide a meal or something like that was just really helpful to get to know people.
So yeah, great. So some takeaways, I think maybe, like you mentioned, it's on us as ecclesial family members when somebody new comes along to really take them under our wings. And you gave so many good examples, people giving you material things that you might need in a new home, inviting you and including them in family events, and especially with the holidays. I mean, I know for some of my friends who have moved away, and my sister lives overseas as well, they find those times to be particularly challenging. So reaching out to people during those times, really, and making sure they're included somewhere and going somewhere and not by themselves. But I really like how you also mentioned that you would invite people over your house, because you could take a very passive role as a new person and say, oh, well, I'm new, I'm going to wait for somebody to invite me. And you know, people should be inviting you, but you also have the option of inviting other people and getting to know people that way, which is especially useful when you have little ones at home. So have you learned it? Sorry, go ahead.
I'm a big believer also that like spending too much time by yourself and getting stuck in your own head is never good for anyone. And that can happen when you're at home a lot. We've all been home a lot this year. And the easiest thing to get out of that is just to get out of yourself and reach out to someone else and and help someone else, or just invite someone else into your life, whether that is a phone call, a text message, a meal, a cup of coffee. And I also would like to say to people that if you don't feel like you are a very homely person but you want to be hospitable, you can still meet up with people for a cup of coffee or lunch or dinner. It doesn't have to be in your home. You can still be hospitable by being friendly and open to those opportunities.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit about the word hospitality and what that means. Does this topic bring any scriptures to your mind, or any principles about hospitality and what we're supposed to be like as Christians?
Yeah, so in like 1 Peter 4 verse 9, it says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. And I think that really shows that it's something that we shouldn't resent. Like, we should really want to be welcoming and warm and giving to anyone who needs it, whether they're our friends or whether they're not, you know, whether they're brothers or sisters or whether they're not. And that can be anything from a cup of tea or coffee, like a warming bowl of something, or just being open to like inviting someone into your home, or as I said, like meeting somewhere where they're at. That just could be in a coffee shop or going for a walk with them. I think food and drink normally helps break down barriers, but we shouldn't ever feel like resent giving up our time for other people. It's an act of service, and it's an act of giving. And but it does require vulnerability. It does require taking risks. Getting to know new people is hard for everyone, regardless of whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. And I think to some extent, I took more risks earlier on moving here than I would have in my life in England, where I just moved to a new city. Like, moving to a new country is huge. It's hard. It's really challenging at times. But to get out of like feeling lonely and feeling lost and like not knowing what to do with yourself, you just have to get out there. You've got to like be friendly. You've got to swap telephone numbers and email addresses with people. If you're a parent, like, set up some play dates. That can be really nerve-wracking, but you're going to feel so much better by getting out, having your children play with other children, and for you to meet other parents. That's just one example. And even if you're not even if you're not a parent and you're working, or even if you're not working, there's still so many opportunities, like to have lunch, like meet someone for lunch or coffee. Even other people who are working probably still will have a lunch hour, you know, time in the day as well as time in the evening to connect. I remember, like, I've had lots of what appear to be kind of random meetings with people in the town I moved to, which is South Orange. But when I look back at how those people, like, how I met them, how we ended up swapping contact details, how close we've grown over the last few years, I do feel that God put them in my life. And I suppose also with hospitality, we should be open to asking God to put us in other people's lives as well, like from the other way around.
Yeah, I like the verse in Romans that tells us we should seek to show hospitality, and it shows that it should be something we're actively doing and not something that is kind of dropped upon us one Sunday, like, oh, we have visitors, who's gonna invite them back? It's something we should be thinking about actively. So in your time now, having moved so much and now in a new country, have you found some practical ways that we can actually seek to show hospitality?
I've mentioned obviously inviting people into your home, but I also mentioned like not driving when I first came, and people offering me a ride or like saying, "Oh, can I drive you somewhere?" or like, "Do you have any errands? Can I help?" Like, that was really useful. Being a young mum and not having like grandparents or a support network, like some people offered childcare to me, and that was really, really helpful. And even if you don't take up the childcare straight away because you don't know these people, just even having the offer of the childcare, I think, really helped. And that shows willingness of like wanting to have a relationship with you and your children, not just with you. That was really lovely. And also things like girls' nights or boys' nights. I think boys' nights are just as important as girls' nights, like for anyone in a new place or just in our lives, our ecclesial lives generally, just spending time with our sisters and spending time with our brothers. Yeah, it's just really, really useful. And I think the first winter, you know, there was a cookie swap that the sisters put on, and that was just a really lovely way to meet some new people and to share fellowship, and just in a really kind of, you know, in someone's home, and it was casual and it was fun. There are times where my husband has, like, this is obviously pre-COVID, like traveled a lot on business, and so I would be at home maybe for a couple of nights or maybe a whole week with my children by myself, and I also saw that as an opportunity to invite sisters around and have a girls' night in my own home. Yeah, I think there's no excuse to be lonely when you have an ecclesia and when you have a support network. And it is really hard at first, I think, to get to know people, especially when they all want to get to know you. Potentially they're asking you the same questions over and over again, but you've got to try and break through that little bit to like turn it around and ask them questions about themselves and to get to know them. And it is really hard to get to know people in an ecclesial setting. I think it can be busy and bustly, and like, unless maybe there's a lunch or something or a particular ecclesial special event, you don't get that much time one-on-one with people to have deeper conversations. And I think that's the same for everyone, like whether you're in the new place or not. So you have to find that time outside the regular, like, you know, Sunday mornings or Bible class to get to know people, and for that fellowship and those relationships to strengthen and really happen. I mentioned it before, but I said, like, find out what people have done at their previous ecclesias, what skills, talents, and passions they have.
So welcoming the newcomer and also saying, so what can you help us with here?
Yeah.
Just getting people involved. I love that.
My son was really, apprehensive about going to a new Sunday school and being a Sunday school class, and didn't want to be away from me or my husband in Sunday school. And I ended up like sitting, you know, on a little chair at a little table while someone taught Sunday school to my son and some other children. And I just felt really awkward, like being in their Sunday school lesson every week. So I just said, "Hey, do you want me to teach a bit of Sunday school?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." And I felt so much better. Firstly, not feeling like I was like looking at them all the time, teaching, but also feeling like I could give, as well as like my son being more relaxed because mummy was teaching.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was just one thing. But you know, you don't even have to have kids to teach Sunday school. I think most people are always really happy if you volunteer to teach Sunday school or help with anything. We all have lots of amazing skills and talents, and we can use them in lots of different ways. So don't be scared at like sharing them, and don't be scared to find out what people's talents are. You just need to get to know everyone a bit better.
Yeah, and I think, you know, our general focus for the conversation was for people who are moving and new to an area, how they can feel more at home, but also how we can welcome them. But some of your comments also have just made me think about relationships with everyone in the ecclesia and not necessarily just new people, that so much of our fellowship has to come beyond just ecclesial settings. So Sunday morning, yes, of course, it's crucial to our faith, the breaking of bread in remembrance of Christ, but to really personally get to know our brothers and sisters, it needs to happen in times outside of those settings when we can really chat and get to know each other. So that actually reminds me now, Helen, of your faith talk. Do you want to talk a little bit about, I didn't even tell you I was going to ask about this, but we think of it so, and it's very well suited for what we're talking about.
My faith talk was about belonging and and coming home. And I think it was after 9/11, but I went to a conference and someone was talking about when people saw the planes crashing into Twin Towers, everyone was on their phone calling home, and they're either trying to get home or just telling their families and loved ones that they're safe. And everyone just, in that moment, people wanted to go home. And that just, I feel like that comes from such a deep rooted sense of wanting safety and belonging and security. And spiritually, I just feel that like it is a longing for something more. It's a longing for God. It's a longing for a relationship. And God wants us to come home. He wants us to come to him and have a relationship with him. And that can, and home means, you know, many things to many different people. And when you move a lot and you're in different places, it can really challenge you to think about what really home means. And it isn't just a physical place, a building, a town, a city. It has to be something deeper. And I believe like that constant is, it should be rooted in your relationship with God. And we know that we're not citizens of this world anyway. We know that our lives are very temporary to some extent. So we mustn't cling on too much to like the four walls and a roof over our head, wherever that may be. We need to cling on more to each other, acknowledging, you know, that we are all in Christ as a spiritual family, and ultimately to cling on like to that relationship with our Heavenly Father.
So it really all comes back to building those relationships. And even if you're separated from your natural family, creating those familial ties with your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I had a rich, colourful kind of life in England before we came here. I had like a great ecclesia and a lovely family and like lots of lovely friends. And we tried to open up our home and share our blessings when we lived in London. And I came here just wanting to almost replicate that. To some extent. So I think it was a desire to feel settled again. Was like, well, how did I feel settled when I lived in that other place? I did these things, I got involved in this thing, so I should try and replicate it. I should try and find great mum friends because I'm a young mum. I see, get to know people of all ages in the ecclesia as well. I mean, I loved like chats with old sisters in my old ecclesia. I love chats with older sisters now in my new ecclesia, for example. I think the oldest member of our ecclesia is like easily in her I'd say in her 80s, maybe even early 90s, and like just going around and sitting at her kitchen table and having a cup of tea and a good chat. I mean, that's like an exhortation in itself. Like, she has so much wisdom and experience to impart, and that's just really encouraging and inspiring.
That reminds me of that verse that you had sent to me in Timothy, where it talks about treating the older women as you would your mother and the younger women as you would your sisters. And it just kind of paints the idea of ecclesial life, that while we in the ecclesia may be drawn to people who are our age, there's so much benefit and so much deeper spiritual fellowship sometimes, even when you can learn more from these older sisters, or on the inverse, you know, find younger sisters who you could perhaps reach out to and mentor a little bit, and not just focusing on people who are generally the same as you.
Yeah, I mean, it says in Timothy, treat older women as you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters. I mean, it just says, you know, it's just saying like love them as your own, like they're your family. And kind of use them as your family. Yeah, like have that closeness. Like, I think it's an opportunity just to be really open and honest with each other to grow those relationships. Yeah, I really miss having grandparents around to help with my children. But at my ecclesia, there's lots of people who've kind of taken on that role. And sometimes that's just talking to my children on a Sunday morning, but that's like meaningful. Is people wanting to have relationships, with your children, with your family. I find our ecclesia just really refreshing. Everyone has been so warm and welcoming, and they're really like a huggy ecclesia. I mean, we're not really hugging many people at the moment, but like hugs are definitely really good. Just showing you care. And I think when you move to a new place, sometimes like on a Sunday morning, you can just feel really vulnerable, and you know, just like you could have had a challenging week, and then like you're just thrust into a big social situation normally on a Sunday morning. And just for anyone that can just be reassuring, touch your arm, give you a hug, ask you how you're doing, and really want to hang around and hear the answer, I think that can mean so much. And I think just someone who might come and like distract your children for a bit so that you can enjoy the exhortation. That also is really helpful. I don't want anyone to think that like it's been easy, because it hasn't. It's definitely been quite a roller coaster, like moving to a new place, but it's definitely helped having such a warm, loving ecclesia and people who, you know, want to make you part of their life and want to make you part of their family. And that, I guess that is the ultimate like definition of hospitality in a spiritual sense. It's like saying, come into my house, be part of my family, sit at my table, eat with me. And that's what Jesus said ultimately, didn't he? He said, come and eat with me and drink with me and remember me. And that's where we find true fellowship and true solace and comfort.
Definitely. And I mean, I think you gave so many awesome examples for someone who might be in that situation now as to ways that they can reach out. And I think, you know, you and Johnny were very blessed with a really warm ecclesia and lots of people reaching out to you. But to those who might not feel that way for whatever reason in their new setting who've moved, I think you've also offered a lot of ways to start to feel that way, and that you can also take some initiative to start making it your home, to start reaching out to other people as well.
And you can do that before you move as well. I mean, I ended up being like stuck for 5 months waiting to move.
Yeah.
And I had like lots of time on my hands to email people, but your move is never going to be sudden. It is going to be planned. So while you're planning, like reach out to people, ask them for recommendations. Like, we are part of a big worldwide family. We're so interconnected on many levels. There's always going to be someone who knows someone. So use that network, reach out to people. You might not know someone in that new place, but someone will. And somehow, if you, you know, if you network enough, you can be, you know, be introduced, connected, etc. And we all, like, you know, we have the diary, and we can, like, on the internet, like, you can Google Christadelphians all over the world and, like, find out where they are. And that's a start. And even for people traveling, like, we've talked, of course, about moving to new places, but there are times where we travel and we might just go for a vacation, or we might go to study abroad, or we might just go to work for 6 to 12 months, you know, just for a short amount of time. And even in that time, you've got so many opportunities to, like, to get to know our spiritual family in a new place. So make the most of it before you have to return back to where you normally live.
So why should we, as sisters, show hospitality? What's the point of it?
I mean, ultimately, it's a response to Christ's sacrifice and his love for us. Romans 15 verse 7 says, therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. So we have been baptized into Christ, we've been welcomed into God's family, and, you know, Jesus has invited us into that relationship with him, as well as that relationship with our Heavenly Father. And by welcoming others, we give God glory, we give Jesus glory as well. It's a bit like, as Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. So, and in that welcoming, it is love, it is showing love to one another, and hospitality, that's a giving of yourself. At times it's challenging and hard because you're in a new place and new people, but it's totally worth it because you can grow, like, wonderful relationships and give glory to God.
Wow. Well, thanks so much, Helen, for coming on and for sharing so much personal experience, as well as great practical advice for people on both sides of hospitality. So really appreciate it. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Helen today. If you would like to listen to her faith talk, which I highly recommend, or her podcast that she helps with called A Little Faith, please visit wcfoundation.org. God bless. Do you have a question or comment about today's episode? Send me an email at discerningdaughters@gmail.com. I also really encourage you to send me topics that you think would be helpful for women to listen to. Thanks again.